Welcome to the Courageous Recovery Broadcast. I'm your host, Randy Mortensen. This is a weekly 15 to 20 minute program where we provide answers for your I don't know how. Whether you're dealing with recovery issues, emotions from a loss, or maybe life has just thrown you one more curveball than you expected, I'm glad you're here. Today, I'm blessed to have as a guest Eddie Caparucci, and he's got an amazing background and passion that I know you're just going to love what he has to say. And I know that there are people joining us literally from coast to coast and from around the country or around across the globe. And if you're on the Facebook Live page, you should see that there's a chat box there. Please comment with any thoughts. For more information, go to randymortensen.com. That's Mortensen, M-O-R-T-E-N-S-E-N. And later in the show, I will talk more about the 21-point assessment tool that is at that site to determine whether you or a loved one qualifies for one of my programs called the Lifestyle Champion Cohort. So today, we're going to talk with Eddie about the challenges of pornography, and those sorts of compulsive and destructive behaviors. So, Eddie, I will welcome you officially here in a second. Stop share. Sorry, Eddie, I'm clicking too many buttons here. And I can't make this go away. Why is that? Okay. So we should be good. I apologize. Too many buttons to click. So thanks for being here, Eddie, and just a little bit about you, a licensed therapist and the certified in the treatment of sexual and pornography addiction. You and your wife, Terry, have a practice in Marietta, Georgia, working with men who are struggling with sex and porn addiction, as well as their wives who are dealing with betrayal. So thank you for taking time from your crazy busy schedule to join us here today. Eddie, what's your why, I guess, would be my question. Why this particular area, and talk a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, my why is a pretty substantial story, and thank you for having me. I appreciate being able to come on here. My why was all about the fact that at a very late stage in life, after going through my own issues with pornography and sex addiction, I had the opportunity to hear the words, "It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ," which I had never heard before. I was raised a Catholic, and growing up in that environment, just never heard that. I didn't know what it meant. With the mentoring of some very godly men over the past probably 19, 20 years, I was able to build a foundation of with my faith in God, and to understand what did it mean to truly be a Christian and a disciple of Jesus Christ. In fact, I became so familiar with that was the fact that he took me out of corporate America, which I didn't want to do. I didn't want to leave my job. I was a marketing and advertising executive for almost 25 years. And he came to me at one point and said, "No, you know what? We're not doing this anymore." He goes, "You're done chasing money. You're done chasing prestige, you know, all of that power." He goes, "I have another role for you." And as I mentioned to you, I fought him for 2 years. And my wife, you know, she just got a big kick out of watching me try to bargain with God about how can we these two things together. But ultimately, I surrendered and gave up. And I went back to school, got another master's degree at the time in the area of counseling, and did all this work I needed to do for the state of Georgia, as well as to get my national certifications. And I opened up my own practice. And I started with just being a generalist. I thought, okay, you wanted me to be a counselor? Okay, I'm a counselor. But what happened over a very short period of time is these men started coming into my office, most of the time being dragged in by their wives, who are dealing with pornography addictions and sex addictions. I was like, oh my gosh, this is me. This is me like 20 years ago. And you know, so I started getting more and more involved with them. And what I did was I actually went back and received certifications in the treatment in this area, particular area. And over the last 8 years, I've just specialized in the treatment of sexual and pornography addiction. And as you pointed out before, my wife and I have this practice in Marietta, Georgia, that has been blessed beyond anything we could ever imagine. And it's kind of bittersweet, you know, it's bittersweet to know that you have a practice that's so thriving and it's doing well, because at the same time, you know, there's so many people who are hurting.
Right.
But the idea that we get to watch God at work every single day,
right,
it is a blessing that I never thought I would ever imagine. And the fact that he took someone so broken like me and he put me in this position to be able to use my story and what I did to get myself together, to be able to take those tools and to be able to share them with hundreds and hundreds of men. And it's been I get a chill right now just thinking about it. It's a major blessing that I have.
Oh, it's awesome. And in a few minutes, we want to talk about your program overview, but here's what I love that I found on one of your sites. It says, Eddie is passionate about helping men. And this is what I want our listeners to hear. Far too many men have come to understand the hard way how lust can ruin careers, marriages, families, friendships, and ministries. I have worked, meaning Eddie has worked, with many men who have crashed and burned because they could not control their lust. These are good men. These are men who never thought it would happen to them, but they were wrong, and it can happen to anyone. So tell me this, Eddie, because I get this question a lot when it comes to drugs and alcohol. What's the age? What's the social status? What's the most common person that's battling this lust and sexual or porn addiction? Is there a categorical way of describing that guy?
Absolutely not. Not from a demographic standpoint. Okay. I can't sit here and say, well, you know, it's this age, it's this nationality, it's just a career path, because it's all over the board.
Yeah.
But what I have identified are 10 characteristics, flaws, character flaws that nearly every one of the men have. And some of them include the idea of, one, they lack curiosity. They're not curious really about anything in life. Two, they don't know how to do relationships. Okay. They don't know how to emotionally attach and engage. They confuse physical intimacy with emotional intimacy. So they're showing how I love you by how I touch you and make you feel, and what I do to you sexually. And then maybe I throw some gifts and flowers in there to kind of make it look like it's a whole ball of wax, but it's really not.
Can you say that again? Say that first part. They confuse.
Yeah, they confuse physical intimacy for emotional intimacy.
Wow.
And that's not the design of a relationship based on God's principles for us. God wants us to have an emotional intimacy foundation with a relationship. And that's why we are encouraged not to be sexually active while we are involved in the early stages of a relationship, actually until we get married. Because once you start to engage physically, the emotional aspect of it just stifles and it doesn't continue to connect. So therefore, men need to learn that no, the basis for a true relationship is emotional intimacy. And Randy, that's what they're chasing anyway. When they're going after sex and going after porn, what they're really looking for is to fill a void inside them that is the sense that I don't feel emotionally attached really to anyone. I can give you the sense I do, but it's not, it's really pseudo.
Wow. Okay. And one of the, I want to do one of the stats as I come back here for a minute, because I want to remind our listeners that I do have an ebook that is free to download. It's titled The 5 Common Mistakes When Pursuing Recovery. If you text CHAMPION to 66866, that's CHAMPION to 66866, I will be more than happy to send you that ebook, The 5 Common Mistakes When Pursuing Recovery. It's good for that person who has questions for his or her I don't know how. It's also relevant for the family member that is struggling with a spouse or a son or a daughter or someone like that is just they're living the lies, and it's time for those lies to go away. So more information is at randymortenson.com. And Eddie, you have two great books out. Tell me the titles of those and how people can buy your books, as well as how do they get more information from Eddie?
Yes. The first book is called Removing Your Shame Label, How to Break from Shame and Feel God's Love. And that really is about the idea that we lack a connection with God. And part of that is because we project how we feel about ourselves on him. And therefore, then we keep a distance from him, not even realizing that. And the second book is my latest one, and that is called Going Deeper, How the Inner Child Impacts Your Sexual Addiction. And in that book, going back to your whole why brand here, it is why do men abuse sex? And I've come up with 9 different reasons for that are all driven by the inner child. You can find all those two books. You can find them on any online book retail outlet, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, A-Book, almost anyone out there, they have those.
Okay. And then the stat that I wanted to share is about 77% of Christian men between the age of 18 and 30 use pornography every month. And yeah. I'm guessing that's not only 18 to 30 year olds. That probably goes to 70 year olds or some other demographic, right?
Yeah, that number is a little bit higher than anything I've ever seen before. Usually I'm seeing in the area, not that much, about 65%.
Okay.
And we're quibbling over, 10% or whatever. But still, the point is that number matches up with non-believers, which is a really frightening and scary thing, that Christian men are engaging in pornography as much as those who are not Christian. And that is an accurate statistic, and it is one that we really need to be trying to make headway into changing, because again, there's the mindset for some men that there's really nothing wrong with pornography. And I could sit here and spend an hour and a half, 2 hours with you, telling you all the reasons why there's something wrong with pornography, including the fact that you are hurting your wife, because a large majority of women do not approve of pornography. There are, and there actually is, one of the fastest growing segments for watching pornography is among women. We're thinking it's about a little less than 20% at the moment, but it has been growing, especially more about younger girls.
Okay.
But if I can give you one quick little point, though, if you think pornography is a good thing, tell me, when was that last time you met that 12-year-old girl and you said to her, honey, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she says, oh, I want to take my clothes off in front of a camera and have sex with strange men and women.
Right. Any of our listeners that know me know that I've been very involved in the human trafficking movement. And my friend Heidi Carlson is quick to point out, and she was trafficked for many, many years. She's quick to point out that no woman gets up in the morning saying, I want to be a prostitute. Women are not prostitutes. They are prostituted by men and women for profit. So here's one thought that I had before we talk about your 12-week program. That wife or girlfriend or whoever that now knows that their husband is doing pornography, what sort of statements are you hearing as far as the hurt, the pain? How does that wife feel? What's a typical mood?
Well, what that wife goes through is what we call betrayal trauma. They feel that they have been cheated on. You brought another person or persons into our relationship. Why do you need that when you have me? Okay, what's wrong with me that I'm not enough? It really takes a major hit on their self-worth and how they feel about themselves. But there's also the idea of, more importantly, because most men who are doing this, they're hiding. They're hiding all of it. So therefore, it's like, you've lied to me all this time. What else are you lying to me about? What else are you not being truthful about? Because the betrayal and the deceit is even more hurtful than anything else. Because now they're looking at the whole marriage and they're saying, what is this whole thing, a sham?
Right.
You know, I thought I knew who you were, but here you were living this private life.
Yeah. And honestly, as you and I have talked before, that's very similar to somebody dealing with a cocaine habit or opioids or,
absolutely,
or alcohol. It's the guilt and shame for both parties. So what I love is you launched in March your 12-week program that is just doing phenomenal good for the men who are signing up. Tell the listeners a little bit more about what that program entails, if you would.
Yes. What it is, it's based on the book itself. Again, going deeper, how the inner child impacts your sexual addiction. And basically what I did was, because there's a lot of people who want help, but they don't live in an area that has a certified sex addiction specialist. And plus the fact is, therapy can be extremely expensive. So I wanted to put something out there that was very economical that would really serve a purpose. So what I created was a 12-week program where I actually walk you through the book and everything that's involved in it. And there are videos. The videos run anywhere between 35 to 45 minutes. There's other materials that are involved that are there, different articles and papers. Because what I want to do is, I ultimately want is a transformation of the heart. We're not talking about just learning how to manage your behavior. We're talking about how to transform you. And that goes back to those 10 faults that I identified earlier. And how do we take those and work on those so that we now come out of this process and we're the new guy? Because that's what your wife, your partner, your spouse, that's what they want. They want the new guy. They can't go back to the old guy.
Right.
Something wrong with the old guy. Okay. Right. He was lying. He was deceitful. He was cheating. I don't want him.
Right.
I want the new guy.
Yeah.
That's why we need to get back on the pathway of sanctification. That's going to take us down that path to becoming more Christ-like. And that's what this program's about.
Right on. Right on. And as usual, we have so much more we could talk about, but we're out of time. So I'm going to wrap up. I just want to encourage anyone who's listening today. If you or someone you know is struggling today, if you're battling that compulsive and destructive behavior, don't wait another day to seek help. You can reach out to me. My office number is 321-757-HOPE. That's 321-757-HOPE. Or call someone you know and trust. Those who are dying are husbands, wives, sons, daughters, and someone who loves them. Today's the day. As I said before, if you're interested in that download of the ebook, it's Champion to 66866. I hope you found this information helpful today. Eddie's been just a great guest to have, and I'll share on Facebook as well as on the various podcast outlets like Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, his contact information. Have a blessed day and be extraordinary today.